This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Whether you've grown specialty squash or gourds or buy them, they are a must for fall displays. Local garden centers, farmers markets, and apple orchards are a great place to pick up those odd cucurbitas, as we talked about last week, and find Indian corn, straw bales, and corn stalks. You can tie the stalks to bamboo or hidden PVC pipe. Should you use bales of straw or hay for lawn decorations, keep in mind they will kill your grass if left longer than a few weeks, unless this year's drought season already took care of that. Those fallen leaves can be used for decoration before composting using kids' clothes and rubber bands. Stuff the clothes with the leaves to overflowing, closing the holes with rubber bands. I've put them in wheelbarrows using pumpkins as their heads or prop them up against trees. If you have a penchant for scaring people, hang a few in the trees. If they haven't been blown to bits by the wind, you can preserve small branches of fall-colored leaves by setting them in a glycerin water mixture for a few days. I have complete instructions on GardenBite.com. This method is easy and great for indoor and outdoor use, making garlands, wreaths, or just placing them upright in pots. Ornamental grasses are great for adding texture, form, and sometimes color. I've also been known to spray paint sedum flowers. You can do the same thing with hydrangea flowers, too. You supply the goblins. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.